This is your Classical Break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we'll be starting with Debussy's first book of piano preludes. There are 12 preludes in total in the book, so we're splitting them up into 3 days, four each. And these preludes are a perfect encapsulation of Debussy's relationship with convention. Writing a book of preludes is exactly what a classical composer would do. Bach, Beethoven, Chopin, they all wrote books of preludes. And they all generally wrote 24 of them, one for each key, major and minor, often split up into two books. Bach's collection, called the Well-Tempered Clavier, was a celebration of a new kind of tuning called equal temperament that allowed a keyboard player to play in every key. Previously, certain keys sounded better than others depending on how the instrument was tuned, to the point where some keys were really unplayable. So the Book of Preludes developed into a sort of a celebration of all the possibilities at a piano player's fingertips, hence the going through each major and minor key. Debussy also wrote 24 preludes in two books, so far, so conventional, but they don't cycle through the major and minor keys. In fact, it's hard to distinguish a key at all in many of them. There's still a celebration of the possibilities of the piano, but it's a different kind of possibility. The textures that Debussy uses break through the bounds of tonality and conventional harmony and create vivid imagery that's hinted at by the prelude's evocative titles. Now, speaking of those names, they're not entirely useful in determining what the composer was thinking of. Rather than being a title on the front page of each one, the names are hidden away at the end of the piece. So rather than Debussy having an image in mind and writing a piece around that image, the names might have come about after the fact, describing what the piece sounds like to him once he had already written it. But there's also meaning in each of the names that can give a hint as to what Debussy at least heard in his compositions, and they give an insight into his often enigmatic mind. The first is titled The Dancers of Delphi, which is a sculpture at the top of a column from the famous Temple of Apollo at Delphi. This was the home of the oracle, whose visions came from Apollo himself and were highly prized in ancient times. But the prelude isn't a sprightly dance, as you might think from the title. It's a slow, deliberate piece, winding its way around and around. The second is titled Voile, which either means veils or sails, depending on how you translate it. There's a higher part that dances around a more ominous, repeated low note, which anchors what would otherwise be a pretty flighty piece. The third really does sound like its name, the wind on the plain, and features a shimmering motif that definitely feels like wind blowing through fields of grass. This is punctuated by sharp interjections. If we're going with the whole wind thing, I'd say it's lightning in a coming storm. But again, who knows what Debussy was thinking. The final one we'll be listening to today has the most evocative title, The Sounds and Fragrances Swirl Through the Evening Air. This is actually a quotation from a poem by Baudelaire, which Debussy had already set to music in one of his songs. He doesn't reuse any of his earlier music, though. This piece starts and ends with the gentle feel of a summer's night, but the livelier middle evokes that swirling in the title. Here are the first four preludes in Debussy's first book, played by Ivan Illich.
Thank you.
I often think of Debussy pieces like clouds floating by in the sky. Everyone has their own opinions as to what exactly it sounds like. And some of them are a bit more obvious in the image they're trying to evoke. Others have a lot of different interpretations. Thanks to Ivan Illich for putting that up on museopen.org. And thank you for listening. If you have the chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever it is that you're getting it. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we'll be continuing with the 5th through 8th preludes from Debussy's first book. I'll see you then.